This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Wednesday, May 30th, 2018. I'm Adam Blue reporting for CLNS, a leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Rick Porcello got back to being pretty Ricky on the mound on Tuesday night, collecting his seventh win of the season by pitching into the seventh inning for the fifth time this year, but first since April 29th, in Boston's 8-3 win over the Toronto Blue Jays. Porcello received lots of offensive help from his teammates as the Sox offense pounded out 13 hits, with every starter reaching base for Boston's eighth win in their last 10 games. Sandy Leon led the way at the plate, raking three extra base hits, including two doubles and his second homer of the season. Xander Bogaerts and J.D. Martinez had two hits apiece, with Bogaerts mashing a 433-foot homer to begin the bottom of the seventh inning. The Sox wasted little time roughing up Toronto starter Marco Estrada, striking for two runs in the bottom of the first on consecutive RBI doubles from Mitch Moreland and J.D. Martinez. Andrew Benintendi doubled to drive in Leon in the second for a 3-0 lead, and JBJ knocked Estrada out of the game in the fourth with an RBI single to put Boston up 4-1. Porcello was cruising along through the majority of the contest, surrendering just a solo homer to Justin Smoke in the fourth inning before running out of gas in the seventh. The Jays loaded the bases with one out on a hit batter, a walk, and a single, and veteran Curtis Granderson plated two runners with an infield single and an error from Porcello to close the gap to 5-3. Joe Kelly came in to end the seventh and silenced the Jays in the eighth, but Boston needed to bring in their closer for the ninth after Hector Velasquez loaded the bases with one down. Craig Kimbrell struck out Kevin Pillar and got Yangervis Solarte to ground into a fielder's choice to cap the win, putting Boston 21 games over 500 for the first time this season. The Sox offense looks to be clicking on all cylinders yet again except for Sunday afternoon, meaning mostly everyone with a B on their helmets would be an excellent choice in fantasy baseball apps, and if you're playing fantasy, you should be using Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people just like in your season-long league. Drafts last for just one night, and when you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. And the best part, you play for cold hard cash and you get paid out the next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's literally a draft for everyone. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on Draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Red Sox newsfeed listeners get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you need to use my promo code REDSOXBEAT. That's right, play a real money game for free just by using my promo code REDSOXBEAT when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code REDSOXBEAT. In some quick injury news, the Red Sox were without their best hitter, Mookie Betts, for the third straight game on Tuesday night as he continues to deal with left side tightness. Betts is expected to be out at least till Thursday, but the star outfielder remarked that he wasn't concerned with the injury prior to Tuesday's game and that if it was September, he would be playing through the discomfort. Boston seeks a sweep of the struggling Jays on Wednesday afternoon as Eduardo Rodriguez aims for his sixth win of the season and third win in a row. Erod enters the 1 p.m. matinee with a 5-1 record and a 4.02 ERA, but has made four straight solid outings, allowing just 5 earned runs and walking just 6 batters, while striking out 26 and 21 in a third innings. He picked up a win in his only start of the season against the Jays on April 25th, pitching into the seventh inning for the first and only time, giving up 3 runs on 6 hits in Boston's 4-3 victory at the Rogers Center. Toronto will counter with Sam Gavilito on the hill as the 28-year-old makes his third start of the year. Gavilito is 2-0 with a 2.30 ERA this season in 4 appearances, with his 2 relief stints coming against the Red Sox on May 11th and May 13th. He hurled 5 1/3 scoreless innings in his first start on May 19th against the A's, and earned his second win of the season last Friday against the Phillies. The righty will make his first appearance at Fenway on Wednesday and is 2-0 with a 4.58 ERA in his career during day games. Be sure to check back here tomorrow at noon to see if the Sox broke out the brooms against their AL East rivals. You can stay up to date with all of our Sox content by subscribing to the Red Sox news feed, which updates every weekday at noon on iTunes and Stitcher, by following our Twitter account at RedSoxCLNS, and by checking our website at clnsmedia.com. This has been Adam Blue for CLNS.